In John chapter 16, Jesus says, "In that day, you will ask nothing of me." Jesus begins explaining that the disciples will no longer be asking him questions, or a certain type of questions. The types of questions that they have been asking Jesus in this particular conversation, which displayed their confusion over the mission of Jesus, those questions will no longer be filling their minds and hearts because they will see clearly through the prism of the completed work of Jesus. In that day, the disciples would be holding a crucified, resurrected, glorified Jesus. No more questions about where he would be going. No more questions about his divinity. No more questions about his relationship with the Father. They would know. And as a result, everything else in their life would be framed through that lens. But there's another audience in view as well. John was writing to a people that were a generation removed from Jesus' day, and they themselves had questions about who Jesus really was. Was he really the Messiah, the bread of life, the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life? All of those questions are answered in the resurrection of Jesus. You do not question the validity of a man's message that has been murdered, graveyard dead for 3 days, and then reappears breathing with new life. And we today are to see through this same lens. Everything in our lives is to be shaded by the lens of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Have any of you been to the eye doctor lately to get an eye exam? I went to the eye doctor not too long ago, and you know the process. You sit down in the chair, you take off your glasses or take out your contacts, and my eyesight is actually pretty poor, so everything gets really blurry really quickly. But I know exactly where the eye chart is on the wall, and so I start to try to memorize the rows of letters before I actually take out my contacts. I really don't know why I do that, as if it's going to help me in any way. But the doctor comes in and they put that machine that looks like some weird monster with a long neck, and they put it right up there against your face, and you look through it to see the eye chart. And they always start out with a lens that makes everything look fuzzy, and then they ask you to read the smallest line that you can read, and for me, it's usually just the big E. And then they go through this series of switching and clicking different lenses in front of your eyes and asking you the question, do you like lens one better or lens two? Lens one or lens two? And for me, there's always this great pressure to answer the question as fast as I can. I think it's a time test or something, and a lot of the times, there's hardly any difference at all between the lenses. And I feel like a loser, and I'm incompetent if I have to ask them to go back to the previous lens for me to check and double check. But eventually, we land on the lens that clears everything up so that I have clarity of sight. Well, this is what Jesus is talking about. In that day, the cross and the resurrection will make sense to you. And they will be putting like putting on glasses that bring everything about Jesus, his ministry, and your life into focus. You'll not have any more questions about my ministry or my relationship with the Father. That's clarity that we all could use. Today when you pray, please pray for Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Yamwezi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.